702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
37 minutes past 12 here on the Midday Report. A blackout at the SABC is seemingly underway from around 11 o'clock today. Unions at the national broadcaster protesting against that restructuring and retrenchment process. They want the process to be halted. They also want the board to be dissolved. Some staff members have already received retrenchment letters. Unions are saying that their request of exactly how many workers will be affected has not been met. So I've been watching SABC 24-hour news channel for the last hour and a half or so while I've been on air, and I haven't seen any presenters or reporters. It seems to be a lot of pre-recorded action happening there, and a SAFA press conference for around an hour this morning. So let's find out what's happening with the blackout. Aubrey Tshabalala is the CWU General Secretary. Aubrey, thank you for joining us here on 702. Is the blackout underway, and how effective is it being?
Good afternoon to you, Mandy, and the listeners. In terms of our program of action, we requested workers to down to particularly our members and those who support our cause. And we've been just checking over the phone to check whether our action is on track. And indeed, the report that we get is that those who support our cause have down tools. You listen to Channel Africa has been playing music throughoutly. So there's been no fresh news there, and in some radio station, but others are still, you know, operating seemingly as usual. We know that SABC has put contingency plans, such as the outside broadcast studios, which have been planted at Nasrec and Centec, just purely to try to mitigate the situation. So in as far as we are concerned, I think we are doing very well.
I do see now that On Point is happening on SABC, and there is a presenter there. Are you satisfied with the uptake from your members and from the staff at the SABC that they are supporting your action here?
We are satisfied, even though there were some serious tactics played by SABC. For example, earlier yesterday, they said that it's only CW members that are permissible to go on strike, which we have to obviously counter that to inform workers properly. They've been insisting that the freelancers are not participants of the strike. And I think there they've made a dent, because many people are confused, really. And it can be understandable from the side of freelancers, because when you come the following day, they just tell you that your employment of contract has been terminated. So on the basis of that, I think we are doing very well. There will be here and there where people are misled and so forth. But in general, I think the call has been heeded. That's what is important. And I think it sends a very strong message to the board of SABC, the employers themselves, to say that they cannot do the normal work without these workers that they intend to dismiss.
The SABC has said it's pushing ahead with these retrenchments, the Section 189 process. They've brought the numbers down from around 400 to about 303, if I remember correctly. And they understand that the unions will never be happy with any retrenchment process. Is it reasonable to find middle ground, or do you not think that's possible?
We think middle ground can be found, and this is what we've expressed. By the way, after our action, the president has responded to us to say that you'll get a feedback from the minister before it comes to us officially. And there was a meeting set yesterday, last night, between the board, the unions, and the Minister of Labour and the Minister of Communication. And we have said in that meeting, there's a number of ways that could be looked into, and we can find consensus. And I think the government agrees with us. It's only the board that has been a little bit stubborn, but we've agreed that, we can have meeting continuously up until we find a solution, which we are waiting now for the minister to schedule that meeting, probably tonight, even going for whatever day up until we find a solution. There could be a middle ground. We agree to that. What is central here? It's a crisis that SABC does not generate enough revenue. And we have to look into that. Cutting numbers only without coming with other alternatives of generating revenue, it wouldn't assist. And the current turnaround strategy does not talk to those critical issues. In fact, we are doing worse. We are taking out the content. We are outsourcing the TV license, which generates the revenue. which will mean that the SABC will have to buy content in the near future, which will mean that those who are going to collect the revenue of SABC, it will be an outsourced company which will charge SABC, which will indirectly reduce the income of SABC. It doesn't happen anyway with the broadcasters. You look at MultiChoice, its customer care base is one of the biggest divisions. It's in there and it's collecting the revenue. So I'm just making those examples to say there are many ways where we can reach consensus. And of course, we want to hear who are the people that are affected in terms of names, because retrenchment is warm bodies. SABC, to this point, it does not want to give us the names of the people. You know why? In November, they said 400, but over 800 people received letters. This time around, we are still finding out how many possible people could have received letters beyond the number 303. So if they are saying it's true that they have 303, they must give us the names of those people so that we can see what are the position affected.
Aubrey, just lastly, on a very practical level, so what happens with the blackout today? How long is it anticipated to continue for?
Well, we set from 11 o'clock right up until 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock, we expect workers to basically resume on the go slow. And then we'll outfold the action going forward from today.
That's Aubrey Shabalala, the CWU General Secretary, speaking to us there about the blackout that is currently happening at the SABC. And this is a retrenchment process that's underway. Obviously, not happy with it at all, but the SABC saying that they have put contingency measures in place.